Hello beautiful people, how you doing? How is your day? How is your night? And how is everybody? How is family? And I really hope you're doing good. Yeah, tough times still, and you really gotta keep keeping safe. And yeah, we praying for the very best. Those who can really practice social distance, you really gotta do that, as well as the giving SOPs in your respective countries. And vaccinate as well, yeah. You really gotta tell the job and share the vaccination, yeah. And we're praying for the very best of everybody. For our brothers and sisters that have gone before us, we pray that they really rest in peace, and we pray that we shall meet them in heaven. Well, for today, I'm really gonna talk about decluttering your mind. Thank you for giving me that awesome hospitality that you shared for me. You know, I give to you my introduction and a brief trailer that I put up into my podcast. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. So today, the episode that I'm really gonna introduce to you is that declutter your mind. So yeah, many times, you know, we people do sit down and we really have a lot in our mind. You have a lot going on in your mind, and you basically don't know how you're gonna go about it. But I bring to you the good news, yeah? How to declutter your mind. And what's decluttering in the first place? First things first. To me, decluttering your mind basically means cleaning up your mind. Having a clear art of your mind. Setting out your mind. Engineering your mind to new great heights. Picking up from where you probably were to new heights. You know, it's basically to do with changing your mind. And with me here, a few steps that I'm really gonna give out to you, and how best you can do this, how you can declutter your mind. And to start with, we're basically going to look at how do you create space in your brain, because that's the basic part of decluttering your mind. How are you gonna create a space in your brain, your mind? How are you gonna create a void, the peace of mind in your brain, in your mind? Because many times, you know, we sit down and we start thinking about the various things that you're gonna do, and then we probably put out things that we also not gonna do. But the basic part of it is enjoying the peace of mind at the end of the day. So with me here are the few steps that I put up out of research and a few others that have really helped me out. Many times when I feel distressed, many times when I feel I really gotta declutter my mind, I'm having a field of mind to really gotta clear it up. So here we go. Yeah, so number one, you have to limit the amount of info coming into your brain. Yeah, very hard to do, because, you know, you could find somebody who's an ardent fan of, say, reading newspapers, reading out blogs, and then writing them as well, then probably reading magazines and too, or even watching TV itself. I know, the best thing that you have to know is that too much of anything is always bad. And trust me, any information that's really getting too much or wayward, you really gotta clog up your mind, and it ain't really good. And the other best thing that you really have to put out, talking about how to clear our mind and limiting the amount of info that we're getting into our mind, is how to regulate the proper usage of participation in social media. Now for this, I'm really gonna talk about how to cut down and cut out the scrolling. You gotta put an end to the scrolling, redirecting your mind to something else. It could be sleep or meditation. You know, some people of us, I've had a couple of friends who do yoga, for instance, and this is something that can really put you off scrolling social media. And we know this is an age where people, you know, are into so much of social media. Yeah, it could be useful for the good side of it. You could look at it as really a means of, you know, creating promotion for products, or probably researching that. But again, people are using so much of Facebook, for say, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and now TikTok, which is really getting viral, and browsing the internet as well. Now, the bad thing about it is that this really brings out a sense of comparison. People come out and then start comparing their lives to other people's lives. At the end of it all, it's really going to bring out a psychological touch to your brain. You feel like you're not enough. You feel like your family ain't enough. You feel like your friends ain't really enough. And you feel you're being left out. You feel there's a sudden bandwagon that's really going to carry on you to yourself and probably move with the world. But that in track, so you really got to cut down on the scrolling. How are you going to do that? You can redirect your mind to something else. It could be sleep, like we said earlier. It could be meditation. It could be, yeah, you gotta sit down and read a piece of paper, or you gotta sit down and read, you know, a piece of writing that somebody put out. It could be a novel, could be be any other thing, but you still gotta restrict how much of it that you're reading and how much you're really putting into your mind from it, alright? And at the end of the day, we're looking at how you're gonna cut down on the fact that you're engaging in meaningless dialogues on social media. Yeah, many people do that. It's like, hi, hello, and maybe the other person doesn't even respond, and they're like, oh, maybe this other person is ignoring me, they're probably showing me call shutters, which might not even be the case at times. So that all comes in because there's a purpose that people look at in social media, and at the end of the day, they never get it. But it all comes out from the fact that people do a lot of scrolling. They do a lot of comparison in social media, looking online at celebrities. You're looking at a person who's taken probably a decade or even more than that to come up with a perfect thing, and you only want to come up with it in only days or a week, which isn't really gonna be the way to go. But you can really cut down on the scrolling. You can just regulate on the amount of time that you're spending on social media. And then the other way that can help you really do that is having to unsubscribe from any blogs and canceling any magazine subscriptions that you know contribute to that really contribute less to your quality of life and well-being. Yeah, many times it's something that I can also attest to. You really subscribe to probably email letters, and yeah, these are coming out from magazines and all that. And well, when you hear time, you're opening your Amazon, you're looking at all these coming in, and like, Jesus Christ, what's this? And you really start opening up one by one. You're clogging up your mind. You're putting a lot of information into your mind. Information that many times you're not really gonna need. And it's that information you really gotta put an end to. How are you gonna do that? You unsubscribe from those blogs. You cancel out the subscription letters from the magazines and the emails as well, just to improve on the quality of life. Why? Because we're basically looking at how are you gonna cut down on the information that you're letting down into your brain. Then number three is cutting out on the guilt. I should first define guilt. What's guilt? Guilt to me, I think it's just a sense of regret after a certain action that you've done. It's really emotional, it's psychological, and the other way that you can define guilt really is a moral emotion that occurs when a person believes or realizes that they have compromised their own standards of conduct. Now, every time you feel like you've compromised your standards of conduct, that you've done something below what you expected to do, you definitely get a feel of that the kind of regret. And the side of regret that is gonna come onto you is a guilt. You feel you're obliged to a certain level of shame that you probably should have done better. Now, this guilt stems from the misguided desire to please others, some of which we love, respect, or do not want to let down. Now, every time you feel like there's that particular person or group of persons that you just don't want to let down, you want to please them all the time, you want to show them that, hey, everything is alright, at the end of the day, it's going to compel you to guilt, and you're really going to feel a lot in your mind. It's going to clog up in your mind, and it's going to cause you the distress. So every time that you want to declutter your mind, you definitely gotta cut out on the guilt. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel that, you know, guilty because you've done something, because you've let anyone down. You don't have to do that. The next, cutting out comparison. Now, I talked about that a lot when we were talking about to get down on scrolling on social media. Now, this comes out because of the social connectedness of the world between now. Now, people get lost in comparison with other people, especially their peers. Like I told you, you could be 16, the other person is 16. And for instance, for my own case, I'm 20, but now when you go out on probably Instagram and then you look at another person at whom you follow, same age bracket, 20 or 21, and they're probably they're cruising in a car, they're owning an apartment in town or what, and you're still living with your parents, you definitely get a feel like, oh my god, how is this person done it? I mean, am I really gonna make it too? When am I gonna make it? You start getting the kind of thing of comparison in your brain. It's not really gonna do you any good, trust me. And the only thing that's gonna cause to you is the doubt, and because you're always comparing yourself to the past version of yourself, the version of yourself that hasn't really come yet. But the only thing that you have to do is to cut it out. Cut out the comparison. All you have to do is be yourself. Just enjoy your present you. Just be you. There's no crime in being you. There's no crime in you cherishing the little moments, the little achievements of you. Could be education, could be a little success, could be because you're writing something, could be because, you know, you're with family. And that's what, even living a single day, for the fact that you wake up every single day, you go to sleep and wake up, that's an achievement that you really get to relish and cherish. So it helps out to cut down the comparison. And then the other means that can really help us to declutter our minds is, you know, seeking opinions from people whose attention really comes from well-regarded individuals with relevant credentials. I mean, here we're talking about, to be specific, elders. Somebody that's really done good for his or her most of their lives. Somebody that's really achieved something. And most of something that is in line with whatever you want to achieve, with whatever that you've set your eyes on. And we could be talking about counselors too. People that are really credentialed to tell you that, hey, you don't really gotta do this. Hey, you gotta do this instead. Person that's really gonna help you align your life. People that aren't really gonna help you to derail your life, but people that are really gonna help you to align it. They're only gonna show you the way forward, the rightful way of doing things. So you always have to make sure that you're only seeking opinions from people that are well credentialed and people that are only gonna speak out the fact, because they know the experience, things that they've been through. They probably have done the things before. So it's their opinion you surely gotta seek, and take it with caution, take it with care, and be prudent. Just be prudent every time they're speaking to you, because it's really gonna help you out. And then to continue with the other way that you can declutter your mind, remember we're talking about how to limit the amount of information coming into our mind. Yeah, many times we've said it, that the information that you let into your mind is the very information that's really going to put you down. It's going to help you compare yourself to others. It's going to help you become and feel guilty because you're comparing your lives to other people's, and it's really doing you no good. So the other way to declutter your mind and to clear the space in your mind, to clear up your mind, to engineer your mind to new greater heights, is being decisive. Now, how do you be decisive? You only have to decide what information is relevant to you and disregard everything else that you feel is not really irrelevant. Now, for this, I want to take an example. Your inbox could be filled up with documents, overflowing with letters, requests, reminders, and all that. For instance, if you're using social media or emails. And now, you're probably looking at people you don't even know. You're probably looking at people you have no idea about. You're looking at requests that, they're coming from persons that you hardly have an idea about. Now, that's, for example, if you're in an office, it's definitely going to clog up your jars in an office or something. Now, this same thing applies for minds. The things that really put in our minds and we needn't do have them in our minds. We barely need them in our minds. So we just gotta be decisive. Decide on the things that you feel are best sitting and best fitting for your life. Things that really get your life moving. And then leave out the rest that you feel are really irrelevant. And now to add on to this, I have a cousin, she's called Marin, and I remember there's this time in a holiday she would visit, and you know, she was really a strong fan of E! News, and you know, the entertainment bit of it, Kim, or keeping up with the Kardashians, and she was a keeper too, she would keep up, and to me, I would feel, I think at around the time I was about 16 or 17, and I would feel this really eating her up. I mean, she's trying to keep up with person that she you know, they call it a reality TV show, but in actual sense, there's nothing real about it, because these are people who we see wearing makeup. We never see them really go to the bedrooms. We never see them going to shower. So there's nothing real about it. We never see these people getting charged, for instance, or no. the only thing that you see them is a good life for them going out to party, going out to fashion shows and all that. And she got into that. She started feeling as though she was really one of them, which never was true. And it's until the time I told her that, you know what, yeah, I'm also a fan of Kylie and I'm a fan of Kim, but facts are, look, you're never really gonna meet them. You're never gonna see them anywhere. It's only gonna be a virtual kind of world where you're only gonna watch them on TV, you're only gonna follow them wherever on media and stuff, but it's just gonna stop at that. And when you get to put out the cloth and cloth that you've seen them put on, you're gonna stress out to get it. It's gonna cost you a penny, but you might not even look as they are. There's so much that they put to it that you can't even put into life. So these are the things that you really have to put aside. Be decisive. Decide on the things that I'm really gonna do, and to what level am I really gonna take them in? To what level am I really gonna consider them as a part of me or not as a part of me? And then lastly, how to declutter your mind and, through limited amount of information coming into your brain and mind, is detaching a bad friend. Many times we have that one particular friend that you feel we're really so much connected to. We know everything about them and they do know everything about us. But we're not true. We're not true to what we believe in. And every time you feel like you're not true to what you believe in, you really gotta take your step aside. And how do you do that? You just don't be sentimental. There's nothing you feel into it anymore. Once you want to detach a bad friend, you just gotta decide. You forget about the good moments because they might have been real to you, but they weren't real to that person. Trust me, the friend is toxic to you and they never wish you well. So all you have to do is to delete them out of your life. And you only have to make a conscious effort to make new friends anyway, because there is better friends. Strangers always wish the very best to us. We never know that, but they do. So you always have to make the conscious effort to make the new friends. And you know, you always have to try never to re-engage with your old friends anymore. Yeah, you don't have to look at them as the enemy. You could wish them well, but you just don't have to be, you know, engaging with them anymore. You could be honest to them, tell them the truth, and then just move on. Put yourself first. You find peace when you stop caring. And well, that was it. That was the first episode of how to declutter your mind, how to clear up your mind, how to clean it up, how to engineer your mind to new greater heights, and how to sort your mind out, how to make your mind tidy, and how to change your mind for better, greater things. And well, thank you for listening, and I'll be sharing the other way of how to declutter your mind, and I can't wait to share it with you. Thank you so much. Well, I hope you share it to your friends and hope it really makes some sense to you. And yeah, like I said in the introduction, I'm still nervous, but this is something I've always loved to do. And yeah, I'm cherishing every moment of it. And yeah, thank you for your continued support and God bless you. And yeah, you can follow me up on my Instagram at where is Sanyanjo. And there's an underscore between where is and then Sanyanjo. So it's where is underscore Sanyanjo. Thank you. Hope to catch you there soon. God bless you. See ya.